Radio Frontier.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
Baby. How much you can pay?
And his partner, Fela Tapender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Happy New Year and welcome to a very special edition of Wrestling Daft. Grado and Rab are still on their Christmas holidays. They'll be back next week. So you're stuck with me, producer John, as we look back at some of the best bits from the last year. And as ever, the show is nothing, absolutely nothing, without your correspondence. And here's some of the best. Woo!
Sean Cooper on Twitter wants a favour for Grado.
All right.
He says, I am taking my six-year-old son to his first wrestling show at the Civic in April, and he has asked if AJ Styles will be there. Grado, could you therefore don a wig and learn the phenomenal forearm or his night will be ruined? Yeah, I like that.
That was good. That's funny.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I copied AJ Styles once in a match in this company called TNA.
Heard of him.
And it was the match I'd done with Spud. And I was, oh my God, I went and got a spray tan during the day. You ought to see the nick of me. They were like, what volume do you want to go for? And I went, the very highest. You honestly, I looked like a shite. And I swear to God, right? And we had to do all the kind of copycat moves, kind of like, WWF and all that, and I was always giving it, look, go for the rock bottom, span out, go for the RKO or whatever. And Austin, he's went, no, don't do WWF moves, do TNA moves, like, you know, copy TNA guys. And I was like, that's a good shout. So there's this amazing gif. See if you can put it in the Patreon bit. I'll show you it, right, where I get Spud and he's in between my legs and I do the kind of, with him's up like that, yep. Just before I do the what do you call it, what's his finishing move again?
Styles Clash.
I'm like that. And I just went to my face right to the camera, and that's big shitey face, man.
Thongman says, with your recent mention of mental Hulk Hogan tweets, I feel some attention needs to be brought to the time he gave a shout out to the fucking Peel Bar in Drumchapel. My favourite tweet of
that's
all time.
Fucking brilliant.
Peel Glen Bar. This was his tweets. This is his tweet. Peel Glen Bar, Hulkamaniacs, drink one for me, brothers.
That's brilliant.
Hulk Hogan. Every time Hulk Hogan does a tweet, mate, right? And he does that HH at the end. Mm-hmm. I like to imagine myself he's saying,
I know
hail,
what
hail.
You think he's going to say. He's
saying, hail, hail. So he goes, Peel Glen Bar, Hulkamaniacs, drink one for me, brothers, hail, hail. It's a good Tim Bar, isn't it? The Peel Glen.
I'm going to need Austin, who has been pictured in a Rangers tap, to get WATP at the end of his.
No, Austin's not a Rangers fan. Tam Osborne has been on and says, I purchased the excellent Total Extreme Wrestling 2020 game of day and decided to become the booker for ICW. Grado is listed in the game as a showstopper. Mm. And this is his description. He isn't so bad as to be labelled boring.
Is that good or no?
I would say it's better than being... That's fucking mad. There's the picture. Grado is perceived by the fans to be well known. He has impressive charisma, good in-ring psychology.
Nice.
Selling of moves is impressive.
I sell myself.
And while he's solid rather than spectacular, he isn't so bad as to be labelled boring.
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah. What did he say? But Joe Coffey was on the show. Was it last week Joe Coffey was on?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Joe Coffey is perceived by the fans to be well known. He has good charisma, good in-ring psychology. His selling of moves is good. And while he's solid rather than spectacular, he isn't so bad as to be labelled boring.
So he gets, I know. Look at Trent Seven. Trent Seven is perceived by the fans to be unimportant. He has good charisma, good in-ring psychology. His selling of moves is very good, although his lack of flash does spoil the package somewhat. What's unimportant?
Sammy Callahan. While he may not be the flashiest wrestler on the planet, you wouldn't call him dull either. Love these. I need to get this game. Jordan is back to talk about wrestling moves in public, which is something we were talking about weeks ago. So obviously, Jordan is just a wee bit slow to catch up with what's happening within the culture. He says, back in the early 2000s, me and my mate took a lady friend to the cinema. Hey, where's this going? And we were, right, hold on. Me and my mate took a lady friend to the cinema. Is that just a pal that was a...
I would say it's a pal. I would say it's
a lady friend. Because normally if you say your lady friend... Sorry. And we were arguing who got to sit next to her. I then decided to put him in the crippler cross-face while randoms were walking past to get to their seat. He went on to marry this girl in later years, but I always like to remind him on their anniversary that I made him tap out in a cinema in front of his future wife.
That is superb. I love that.
It's a beautiful story, isn't it?
It's actually reminded me, my brother's 10 years older than me, and I'd say, and it was about 2003 as well, actually, because I had just started wrestling training, and my mom was in hospital getting surgery, and it was me, my brother, and my future brother-in-law, and he was a lot older as well, and he was just kind of new to his kind of idea. He was just kind of, so it was already awkward for him sitting outside. Because my big sister must have been in seeing my mom. Anyway, long story short, joke, my brother was fucking, he's no joke, you've heard him, he was taking a piss at me for doing wrestling training and that. And I put him in, similar to a crossface, I got him down the ground in Garton Neville General Hospital, right? Fucking marks up the wall, big black marks, and just this brother just sitting there, awkward as fuck, watching me and my brother roll about the ground, doing putting wrestling moves on one another. And so that kind of my brother
and Westy leaves us with this for next week. How you doing, Westy? She leaves us with this for next week. What is the weirdest dream or nightmare you've ever had featuring another wrestler? Mine was when I had a dream that I was wrestling Big Show, and my other one was when Bram chased me with a steel chair. Grado, have you had any weird wrestling dreams?
Just quickly, what do you think of Ant and Deck?
Ant, Deck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Undertaker! No! Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have said that. Oh.
Undertaker was amazing there, wasn't he?
With the Ant and Deck. And then Bobby, you shouldn't have said that. You should have said that. Mate, that's so funny. It always blows my mind when there's like heavy random TV presenters of interviewed wrestlers. Because like, did they remember it? Do you know what I mean? She ever talks about that. She goes, for the wrestler. I've interviewed the wrestler. What was his name? The Gravedigger. Ken, just getting his name out of it. Do you know what I mean? All that. Just like, they don't know how good that is.
But also, it's just funny to me that the thing that really made him snap was asking him about Ant and Deck. That was the thing that really, really did it to me.
Aberdeen Hall!
an interesting wee fact there is, you see you see what happened there when Ant and Deck were mentioned to, what do you think Ant and Deck would say to Undertaker, and he just completely lost it. That was actually what Ally McCoist whispered into Neil Lennon's ear back in the day as well.
Woo! So this year, we've not done as many guests this year. There will be more big guests in the next year, but we've been introducing lots of little new features across the show. And one of our favourites is, of course, the punning.
Yeah, Jordy says, I can't think of any COVID-related puns, but if I remember correctly, there's been plenty of folk in wrestling who knew about COVID years before. For example, they had Undertaker versus Yokozuna in a coffin match at Survivor Series 94. There was a Kraken Can He Be In 2 Meters strap match between Savio Vega and Stone Cold that stuck in your house at 8 p.m. where they put the light... Where they put the lights out at 8 p.m. for 10 minutes to go outside to clap for the NHS. The fuck's he talking about? And my favourite match growing up had to be HBK versus Undertaker at Bad Blood, the very first Hell in Self-isolation match, where the Undertaker's quarantined brother had to come in wearing a face mask and unplug him from the big red life support machine. I mean, my God.
It's funny, man.
It's funny that a guy just sat and came up with it.
No!
Colin says Vince McMahon. Yeah. Rojan Josh Matthews. And
that's a good...
X-Pacora. Gavin says Fandango Chutney.
Hmm.
Iron Sheik Kebab. Or the badass runny bum.
That's the best!
Gary Maltman get in touch and says Eric Rowan Trees Fruit Pastels. Jordy Coyle came up with Smarty Genetti. Dib Daba Kato. Tommaso Ciampa, right? Bubaloo Thez, that's pretty good. Wham Wham Wiggalo, I quite like that.
That's good, sir.
And Mawam Dar.
Mawam Dar.
Andy says Stoner Steve Austin and Zach Ryder. Jason, wait, Gonorrhea Ripley. And Shorty G Spot. Jamie with Bingo Bondage. Depenetration X. And Nation of Ejaculation. John with AJ Doggy Styles. Chris with Power and Morning Glory. Kyle with One Man Gangbang. And Wilson Valley with Hacksaw Jim Dogging. Seat Dandy says Bobby the Brain Hemorrhage Heenan.
That's a classic one.
Westy with King Kong Bunyan. King Kong Bunyan, that's right, okay. Alistair Kevin Rash. Or Ambulance Storm. Big Benny says Common Cold Sneeze Austin.
That's way better than what it would be.
There's hundreds.
Paracetamolly Holly. Sprain McMahon. And Ibuprofen Balor. Flu McIntyre. John Dislery.
Oh my God, the next one. Oh my God.
Says John Laryngitis.
Woo! Now, before we get into some more best bits, let me tell you about our Patreon. Yes, I'm sure you're sick and fed up of hearing about it, but it's brilliant. You can get more content from Wrestling Daft by signing up to patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. Use that Christmas money your granny got you and get signed up, because right now, if you sign up for a year, you'll get 10% off. We've got three tiers set up at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. You can become a cruiserweight champion in tier one, we all love a tiers, which is $4 a month. On there, you're going to get ad-free versions of all episodes. You'll get random bonus content from time to time. You get the video version of the March podcast. Plus, you'll get to vote on what you want to see feature on the list of Wrestling Daft and on the March Fantasy Booking Island as well, which will be back as well next week. Tier two, get signed up for that and you're an Intercontinental Champion, which is $10 a month. Everything in tier one, plus you get a video version of the podcast so you can see Rab and Grado in all their glory. You'll get bonus episodes every month. We did a great one there at Christmas. We did a special quiz. It was the Marks versus Rab and Grado on WrestleMind the Buzznox. Plus we did the Dafties 2020, where we went back and rated some of the best and worst of the year. So lots of bonus podcasts up there, so get signed up to tier two if you want to hear any of those. And we're also on there, you'll get to join our Patreon pay-per-view parties. We'll definitely be doing one for the Royal Rumble, so it'd be great for you to get involved in that. So that is all you'll get on tier two. And on tier three, for the big spenders, it's $20 a month and you're going to be the heavyweight champion there. Everything in the previous tiers, plus a free Wrestling Daft t-shirt and design of your choice if you signed up for a minimum of 3 months. You get the first chance to be a run-in or be a mark on one of the shows. So yeah, it's worth getting signed up for that. Plus, we've got more stuff coming in the new year for those heavyweight champions. So get involved right now. Patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. You will not regret it. But let's continue, first of all, with the best bits from the podcast. Everybody loves some of Grado's stories. You know, he's the only one of us on Wrestling Daft that's been in there, done the ring. Well, Rab's done a wee bit. But he's been across the world, wrestled, and he has some brilliant stories. And it wouldn't be the same podcast without them. So here's some of Grado's best bits.
See how you say that rules the change, right? I think it's funny when folk from Scotland say the change, but because... See, I was in the fire brigade, right? I was going to watch Rangers play in Romania, right? And it's funny when you hear Scottish folk pronounce things in a foreign way. Because it was my boss, and she was quite serious, right? And I was quite fearful, because she was quite stern and quite old school and all that. She could have, right? And I was asking for her advice about going to Romania and what I should do for getting money. And she went, well, once you get to Romania. Once you get to Romania. As soon as you get out of the airport, just head straight to the Bureau de Change. Pure laughed in her face, man. I was like, what? Say that again. Once you get to Romania and you go through the airport, head straight to the Bureau de Change.
Thank God Grado's here. Thank you so much for this, Jack.
Still laughing. The Bruges is orange. She's from Figgy Park, man.
Fucking jester, man. There was a match, Battle Royal in Kelly Grand Hall, and Saqib Ali, who's a wrestler in BCW, who is brilliant, by the way, and I loved working him until we had a match in East Kilbride once. It fell flat in his ass, but it was probably because of me, right? And I take it out on him and it was bad anyway. I just remember being in a Battle Royal with Saqib and Jack Jester, and there's other folk in the ring, and I just turned around and I seen Jester hit Saqib. Nothing happened. So the next time I went, all you heard was Jester going, sell Saqib, sell! Sell Saqib, sell!
Can I tell you my truth story?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Only if it's...
I've probably told it before, have I?
Only if it isn't an R line.
This is very much an R truth.
Right, okay.
So, when I was young, right, see when I was 12, mm-hmm. I went and emailed this wrestling journalist and I said, look, I'm a journalist in Scotland, I'm going through my degree, and I was only 12, right, I'm going through my degree and I'm doing journalism at uni and all that, I want to do a couple of interviews with some wrestlers, can you give me their phone numbers?
This is fucking unreal,
right? And he gave me Terry Funk's phone number, he gave me R-Truth's.
He gave out the phone numbers?
He gave me their phone numbers, right, and he gave me, who was it, Terry Funk. R-Truth and Jerry Lynn, right? So me and my mates, right, we're only 12 at the time, right, and I was like, much money you got? £3. My mate Big Dave, Hammy, much you got? £4. Well, you got £3, right? So we had about £12, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the phone box.
Hold on, £3, £4, £3, that's £10, mate.
Oh, sorry, it was definitely £12.
Right,
I think Hammy might have had £5 then, right, because Hammy, we always had a couple of pound mail on us, because he'd, I can't remember, he just gave me a pocket money then. I said, anyway, we go to the phone box, right, and I fucking was like, so, you know, you need to put in £12 to kick it off, because you're phoning America, you know what I mean? You can't just put in 50 pence, mate.
Right.
You're no phoning, you know, down the town, you're phoning America, right?
Aye.
So I phones R-Truth, right, and it went, it went, you have reached voicemail of, I'm like a butterfly away.
Why is that?
I don't know where my home is. I don't know where my... I'm like a butterfly away.
Nelly Furtado.
Aye, Nelly Furtado, right? And I went, beep! And I went, I think I must have shouted, so, R-Truth, you're funny! Oh, no, it would have been, Keep Quick at the time, Keep Quick, you're funny! Right, or something like that, right? I shouted it and hung up and we ran away and all that, as if the police were going to come and get us, right? But years later, I tweeted R-Truth and I went, mate... Did your voicemail used to be Nelly Furtado? I'm like a bird. And he did play code tweeting and went, man, how you know that?
How fucking funny is that, man?
I felt you a bit when how Rhino tried to get in the country that day. I told you that one, didn't I?
No.
I don't know, no. Don't think so.
He was getting mega, he was struggling to get by, what do you call it, Boulder, because he never had a, passport? No, not a passport, the work permit, And he was going, I'm to do with wrestling, but I'm not actually wrestling. Do you know a guy called, a wrestler called Grado? And they were all going, aye, you can Grado, aye. He was going, well, I'm here to see if I'm going to try and get him to the WWE. I'm here on WWE's behalf. We're having a little look at him. And I'm like, on you come through, tell him good luck when you go. That's great. Hear that?
Oh my God, that's brilliant.
He's like, hey, Grado, you got me through customs, man. Fuck. You're fucking over. You're over.
So, I'm amazed that you had Ryback in the back of your car, Grado.
In fact, he sat up front with me. We worked each other. We had a good match. The only thing is, he wanted to date me. He was up for everything, do you know that way? Because he was one of these guys that he'd just been released. It was one of his first couple of matches, and he wanted to do the fucking plancha or the top rope. He wanted to do fucking chair shots, and he was right up for everything, which was good. Do you know what I mean?
You're like Cam Dune, though.
Aye, you're like Cam Dune, mate. Mate. Fucking, we'll just...
Let's just do a dance-off.
Aye. But he was absolutely brand new. But then, I walked him, and then I took him back into Glasgow, and then... That was like the Saturday, and then the following Thursday, I met him again in New Orleans because it was WrestleMania. And I was like, how you doing, mate? He's like, hey. Like, good fight, man. Game easy. Cool, right. I'll probably catch up with you on the weekend, Megan. I mean, no loser.
Gordon says,
how you doing?
Gordon says, Matt,
remember me? Fucking 5 days later. Remember me? I wrestled you on Saturday night, Motherwell. I gave you a run, my car back to Glasgow. Remember me? I had my brother in my back, my mother, nah.
Shayna Baszler's a nice lass. I met her with, what's the other one called? The other,
Marina?
No.
The other one of the horse women?
Aye, the UFC woman.
I know the one you mean.
Oh, the biggest one in the world.
Ronda Rousey?
Aye, Ronda
Rousey. You've met Ronda Rousey?
Come on. I've not told you this story. No. Are you kidding me on?
Have you met fucking Ronda Rousey?
I had a great night with Ronda Rousey. I had a great night with Ronda Rousey.
Stop the presses! Stop the fucking presses!
I had a great night with Ronda Rousey. I'll tell you this right now. Me and her bonded like fuck. And I'm no joking. Like, really, we did have a good night together. She was in AIW in Cleveland. And she was there to, I think Shayna was defending the women's champion. And after the show, we went out, and it was me, Cabana, the AIW promoters, what's her name, Ronda Rousey, and we went to like a Hooters type place. Mm-hmm. And I got full of the beer, and I just walked to her. And the first thing I did was I went, I got one of your chips. And she went, on you go ahead. And fucking started eating the chips, and I'm like that. Met the rocker for.
I was sitting getting wrecked, and I text you, and I says, "Lot Biggin, how's it going? I'm half cut here. Listen, that's the 5-year anniversary tomorrow. Gonna write something nice to me on Twitter."
And he did you do that?
Mm-hmm, I was gonna write something nice about it. And he went, first I was kind of pissed off because he went, "Well, what I'll do is you write something and I'll reply to it." I was like, "All right, fuck's sake, right, okay." So. Done that, and I'm thinking, oh, he's gonna give it. This man deserves this. This man is the reason behind this. This man is the greatest, and all that. And what a match I've had, and he took me to the limits. He's basically just said, "Fucking well done. You never blew up, you fucking fat ride." You know what I mean? Thank you. No. He was like, "How's that?" I'm like, "That'll do."
You remember there was a kangaroo involved in the deletion videos? Well, if I just look up on the internet, Mike Johnson reports, who we mentioned earlier. you yawning to?
Mate, I've fucking not been in my bed yet.
I know, sorry,
since
mate.
Since last night.
So, here was the rumours, right? Matt and Jeff are involved in making it. The plans were Decay, Abyss and Crazy Steve versus the Helms Dynasty, Andrew Everett and Trevor Lee, blah, 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 blah. There was meant to be a Rosemary match, where she would defend her knockouts title, along with a bout between Grado and the Kangaroo, from the tweet.
Hold on.
Delete or decay.
Right, great. Just rewind for a minute, right? You're telling me right now that you were meant to be on probably what we described before as the probably the biggest match to happen outside the ring.
I think that's probably TNA's biggest show.
Ultimate Deletion, you were meant to be involved in it, and you were meant to be wrestling a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Missed the fucking flight. I was meant to wrestle a kangaroo. How good would that have been? It was a kangaroo. Jeff Hardy's got, and by the way, this kangaroo can go. It can lock up. It can take a wrist lock.
Seriously?
It can reverse that. Hardy can make Jeff's go.
He's taught a kangaroo, mate.
Kangaroos are probably a better fucking worker than me.
Paul Heyman kind of narrated the legacy of the Ananoia family. Ananoia family. Everyone knows. But and he basically, there was Amaga was in it, Rikishi was in it, The Rock was in it. Everybody, and it's basically kind of, it was really, really good. It made it really authentic that Paul Heyman done it. They went through everybody in that family. They didn't date the big guy, it's in my Facebook. There's one of the guys for the Ananoia family. He's in my Facebook. He was a jobber in the mid-90s. He's about fucking 62 or not, but he only looks about 35, but he's massive, man. He's huge. And him and, remember the boy that was in Legacy for half an hour? What?
I don't know. There's just something really funny about this story. I don't know what it is.
No, remember the boy that was in Legacy for about half an hour, and he was with Randy Orton and Ted DiBiase?
Aye, I do, actually. Right.
Him and it must be his uncle, right? They done a tryout for TNA when we were there, and we had to watch their match, man. It was so awkward. These two big guys in their mad gear, they had skirts on and they were in their bare feet, just battering these guys in front of us, and we had to watch it and kind of get into it. And I actually felt bad for the older one. Because it's like he'd been in WWF, he'd been about the world, and he had to do a tryout, but he was brand new, man. So he added me on Facebook and that. And it was good talking to him backstage, and I was just like to him, you're the Rock's uncle and all then. I think they must be veneers. They definitely look like veneers.
I can't understand. Which,
by the way...
Sorry, Grado, carry on.
No, I was just going to say... I put money down for veneers a couple of years ago. Never tell you this.
No.
Aye. And I put a brace in, and when I had to wear this brace for 13 weeks, but maybe salt that, can I just kick you on? So it lasted 4 hours. My ex-girlfriend goes, take that fucking brace out. That was a fucking brace. It cost loads of money, right? And I tell the guy for 2 doors down, I'm going, look, I've got braces in for brand new teeth. He says, Whoa. He says, put a pause in that right now. He says, your character on 2 doors down cannot have an absolute brand spanking new pair of teeth. He was like, do not do that. So I've got a big crack in my tooth. I can't remember who I was wrestling. I think it was possibly Jester. A big crack in the middle of my tooth, and I can't get it salted or fuck all because of this 2 doors down. But the longer that it took, the more I think it's maybe a better idea. I think I maybe just need a wee kind of polish, couple of fish or seals.
Must be hard that being on a telly. It's a hard life, man. It's a hard life, isn't it? Being, he can't get his teeth done, folks, because his role in a hit sitcom means he can't get them done. It's a fucking misery, isn't it? It's a shame.
No, it's funny you're saying it like, because I do actually say it like that, right? Pretty, like, you know, I try to get my teeth done, but I couldn't because of the partner.
It's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, all that. Did you get Fergal Devitt used to have a deal with Armani X exchange in Japan?
No.
Mate, no. Look, see if you look at his trunks in New Japan. Look at his trunks. They're Armani trunks.
Oh, here now.
That's cool, isn't it?
Guy knows what he's doing, didn't he?
He was a poster boy in Japan for Armani Exchange. Cool as fuck. I remember a lot of him commentary and I was going, I can get you socks in that, pants. Armani pants and socks in that. So aye, mate, bye. There you go. Fucking still never seen them. That'll get them at all now, but it's
a bit late now in the day, isn't it?
I tell everybody, Fergal's getting me breaks for money, man. Fergal's getting me fucking silks in that. Alexa, pause Graham's song. Alexa, pause Grado's music. Alexa, pause.
Have you got a skill set up in Alexa so for Grado's music?
Aye.
So does every Alexa, if I say Alexa, play Grado's music.
No, listen to us, but Alexa, Alexa, who is Graham Steveley?
Here's something I found on reference.com.
No, stop. No, shut up. Alexa, stop. Alexa, who is Graham Steveley? Alexa, who is Grado?
Greg Estrasa was an early...
Alexa, stop. Alexa, who is Graham Steveley? Alexa, who is Graham Steveley?
11.
Alexa.
11.
Who is Robert Florence?
Alexa, stop.
Robert Florence,
Alexa.
Scottish presenter.
Basta!
Writer most popularly known for starring in the popular BBC comedy sketch show Burnistown.
What? Alexa, stop.
Hold on, let me, because I get, and this is my party trick, it's not doing it. Alexa, who is Graham Steveley?
Here's something I found on reference.
No, fuck what? Alexa, stop.
Maybe they've deleted you, mate.
No, no. Alexa, who is Graham Steveley?
Here's something I found.
Oh my God, it's no doing. This is such a rich... Alexa, stop.
Alexa, who is Graham Steveley?
Why is that doing that for? That's my party trick. Alexa.
Alexa, stop.
Stop. Alexa, who is Grado the wrestler? Oh, no, Alexa. Alexa. I've done to half. Alexa, who is Grado the wrestler?
Here's something I found on the web. According to bloodyelbow.com, a champion wrestler Gregor Gillespie headliner. Oh.
Got to love Grado's stories. So another new thing we introduced this year on the show was the run-in, and it's probably one of our favourite parts of the show where we get to speak to you guys. Come on, ask Rab and Grado anything you want and generally just have a bit of banter with them. We always get something brilliant. And here are some of the best bits from that.
Thanks so much for coming on, Keith.
Just going to insist that I wear this to bed for now on. That's your fault.
Is she going to say hello? Is she going to pop her head in and say hello?
You want to say hello?
Hello.
Hiya, pal. You said that.
Not much, but it's been good lessons to use.
Oh, do you like wrestling then?
Aye, well, I don't mind it.
That's the answer, isn't it? I'll tell you something. It's a thing it's easy to forget. It's easy to forget about with the wrestling stuff. About the what ICW did, they've got a good community of fans. There's a good community of fans out there, and it's, you know what I mean? And it's like, that's the ICW have done it.
Hey?
What?
What was that, sorry?
It's the delay. It's
you know, Stephen, we're not laughing at you. We're not laughing at you. We're laughing just, at the
it's the delay that's
it's
coming.
Funny because you're just coming in and going, what? It's funny, mate. It's funny. It'll make good podcast editing.
Okay. Well, listen, Stephen, thanks so much for jumping on. Right. And, thanks for the support. Thanks for supporting Grado and his stuff and supporting me and my stuff. We really, really appreciate it, honestly, mate. And, up at Hibs as well.
Here, Grado, do you think there would be room in wrestling for a Johnny gimmick?
A Johnny gimmick? I feel, has that not been done yet? I'm sure I've, but
I don't think I've seen that.
I'm telling you, I would put my money on being on a pure shitty indie British promotion down in fucking Devon or fucking whatever it is. I can imagine there already been a gimmick existing in a Johnny. I can just see somebody that's been training for fucking 7 years. They can't bump forwards, backwards, left or right. They're fucking totally out of shape. And I can imagine people going, fuck it, give them the Johnny gimmick.
and go out with it with a bag of sand.
Yep, the fucking Johnny gimmick.
You know what I mean? He falls count everywhere. He calls to get anywhere. Coming out with a fucking toaster, a bell. Even though you know, do you know what I mean? You know, ring the bell or that kind of
bell,
stuff.
It could be a school bell. That's fucking brilliant. And then when there's like blood in the ring, you come out with the sawdust and put it down. You have the brush is your weapon. You come out, do the brush. You whack people with the fucking brush. You've got the kind of brown coat. This is fucking the gimmick to be had, Sandy. Have you thought about taking up professional wrestling?
Oh, I've thought about it, but Ken, it's the hell's been too big for it.
Mate, so was I. I must admit, but Sandy Degnan is the most Johnny name I've ever heard in my life. If you had to say what is Sandy Degnan day, you would say he is a fucking Johnny, innit?
Woo!
It is. Right, Billy, who won the Royal Rumble in 2000?
I wasn't even born yet.
You weren't born then?
2001?
When's your birthday?
1st August 2001.
1st of August 2001. Want
a bank details or not?
I'm just... How like this guy? How does it feel knowing you were born like a month right before the September 11th attacks? because this is weird because like... What age did you find out about 9/11?
I don't know. 10 or something.
Was it mad when you watched the videos?
I was in the primary school before I watched them.
You fucking found out about 9/11 on Family Guy?
You know the story. I remember there was an episode, they were at the Twin Towers or something. It was like one of the wee bit breakaways, and I remember somebody telling me.
Have you not heard the story about... What do you call the guy that writes Family Guy?
Seth MacFarlane.
He was supposed to be on Flight 11.
Was he?
The morning of September 11th attacks, but he was late and he missed it. Then he's not known this, no?
Lucky boy.
I wouldn't have found out about it if he was on that flight then.
There you go, ending the big high there with Billy, who's arguably a bigger star than any of us after going viral on TikTok and Instagram with the Family Guy story this year. Thank you very much for listening to a special edition of Wrestling Daft. As I say, we'll be back to normal service next week. The Mark's on Tuesday, then Rab and Grado on Friday. So get involved, get on our Twitter. You know where to get us, at Wrestling Daft on Twitter, or get us on the Facebook. Give us your road stories. We'd love to hear your road stories. And if you want to type that out as well, you'll get us at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. If you want to send us a road story, they'll be back on the show next week. Thank you very much for listening to Wrestling Daft. I know I say it all the time, but the show is not the same without you guys. So thank you very much for listening. And for our patrons out there, thank you very much for contributing to the show. Until next time, up the road, it's yourself. Keep marking out all the catchphrases. Audio Frontier.